state FFA land judging winner is announced. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. In West Tennessee's Weakley County, the state FFA and 4-H land judging competitions were held, and Wilson Central's FFA team came out on top.
It's always great to know you won, but when we won in West Tennessee, it was really incredible because the soil is totally different. We just put so much work into doing it. We came down 2 days earlier, and we dug holes, literally, with shovels and post hole diggers so we could practice. We were saying, when we go home, the 3-hour fall ride is either going to be a happy one or not so happy one, and we're definitely having a very pleasant ride today.
Will Singer is an FFA member in the Wilson Central chapter, and he says this contest is one that takes a lot of studying and practice, as well as knowledge about where you are in the state.
So you could tell that the drainage would be different and the depth would be different, which is the main point in West Tennessee because they have so many fragile pans, which is stuff that forms in medium textured soils that stops the roots from going any further. In West Tennessee, our main point was to really pay attention to the effective depth that could be stopped by those fragile pans and how the drainage was also affected.
Advisor and soils coach Benny Joe McDonald has been teaching for 18 years, and he says though he has had other teams win state, none of them have ever won it in West Tennessee.
I've been very blessed to have the kids that I've had over the years. This year, we decided to go all in and paid off big dividends. You know, even if we wouldn't have won, I think in the long run, it still pays off. I'm proud of them.
And McDonald says this contest has a lot of merit even beyond the soil pit.
I always tell the kids, you know, you may not be a soil scientist, but you're going to learn skills that you can use the rest of your life, not only in just soils, but in critical thinking skills. And it's very important that kids learn that we protect one of our most valuable natural resources, which is soils.
And in second place this year was the Covington FFA chapter. Good luck to both of these teams as they travel to Oklahoma next spring to compete for national honors. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.